my brother, all of them can make anything. Just give them a piece of wood and a saw. But he had these saw horses. Do you know what a saw horse is?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
We'd take that saw horse and we'd tie strings on the back of it, four of them. And one would stand there and pour water over it, and the other one would milk. Now, that's how children could improvise. We made our own well and draw water out of it, put a tin can down in the ground, fill it with water.
Mm-hmm.
And we used acorn cups for cups and set our own little table.
Mm-hmm.
And we would play for the hours on end when we were little. We could improvise with most anything that was on a farm we could make.
Just swings?
Oh, yeah. All the swings. My grandfather, my mother's father, there was a huge mulberry tree in the side yard, and he had a swing for every child, from the tiny little one up to the big one. There was either five or seven swings on that one tree.
Did you ever have those things that go up and down?
Like a teeter-totter. Seesaw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We all had seesaws. We had those in there.
Uh-huh.
I had those. My father had them. We had swings at home, too, but we didn't have that many swings that my grandfather made when we would go over to his place. Yeah, we had seesaws, and then we had, we used to take the back of two wheels of a buggy that had the axle,
mm-hmm.
and we'd push that, and then jump on it and ride down the hill and that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Children can find things to do if
yeah.
you just let them alone.
Yeah.
But of course today, they just have so much distraction, they don't have time to improvise or even think of doing anything.
Yeah.
And of course we played ball. Sunday afternoon we had a real ball game going. Everybody played ball, girls and boys. We didn't play basketball, we played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had big open fields, we could do all the batting we wanted, and nothing broke anywhere. So we never played right up against the house. We'd get over there and wouldn't hit anything, you know. And we had a game that was very popular at school at that time, was called Annie Over. Did you ever play that?
How did you play that?
Well, our school set up on brick pillars, and you could see underneath all the way on the other side, which we cheated, but nevertheless we did it. We'd team up, and then you'd take the ball, throw it over the school, and holler, Annie Over. Well, if they caught the ball when it came down, they'd run around and tag you, and then you had to be on that side. But we'd throw the ball, and then we'd all jump down and look under the which way they were running. And we played that all the time at school. That was our pattern, just really, boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
And everybody enjoyed that. And, of course, we used to improvise our own games, make up our own things that you never heard of.
Uh-huh.
And another thing we played, they used to... At the school, we had a real high bank, road bank like this, and the boys would take a stick and pole vault all the way across the road on the other side, and that was dangerous.
Mm.
They had to stop that for one boy, like to kill himself. But they'd do that, and then the girls would make their own. Now we made our own game called Turkey, and I don't think that anybody ever had any more fun than we did playing that game. And then we had another game was, it was hawk, chicken and hawk. Same thing, I think. It's snake in the road. You ever play that?
No. What's turkey?
Well, I think we made that up. I was a turkey. I don't know why. But anyway, I would have following me all the baby turkeys. And then there would be the hawk over on the other side. And I'd go along and... couldn't really make a good turkey sound in those days. And then the hawk would make a big line for us, and everybody would scatter and hide, you know. We had a ball with
uh-huh.
for hours on every single recess. We couldn't wait for that bell to ring to get out of those big turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as we grew older, I think of what things are today, but as we grew older, the boys made us a little